Now the children of Yashra that dwelt in Yehuda heard all that Holofernes, the chief captain of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Asher, had done to the nations, and after what manner he had spoiled all their temples, and brought them to naught. Therefore they were exceedingly afraid of him, and were troubled for Jerusalem, and for the temple of Yehuda, for they were newly returned from the captivity, and all the people of Yehuda were lately gathered together, and the vessels, and the altar, and the house were sanctified after the profanation. Therefore they sent into all the coasts of Shomron, and the villages, and to Beit Sharon, and Belmen, and Jericho, and to Shobah, and Asor, into the valley of Shalem, and possessed themselves beforehand of all the tops of the high mountains, and fortified the villages that were in them, and laid up victuals for the provision of war, for their fields were of late reaped. Also Jehoiakim, the high priest, which was in those days in Jerusalem, wrote to them that dwelt in Beit Ulia and Beto Mestaim, which is over against Yisrael toward the open country near to Doth Aim, charging them to keep the passages of the hill country, for by them there was an entrance into Yehuda, and it was easy to stop them that would come up, because the passage was straight, for 2 men at the most. And the children in Gasherah did as Jehoiakim, the high priest, had commanded them, and the ancients of all the people of Yisrael, which dwelt at Jerusalem. Then every man of Yisrael cried to Yehuah with great fervency, and with great vehemency did they humble their souls, both they, and their women, and their children, and their cattle, and every stranger and hireling, and their servants bought with money, put sackcloth upon their loins. Thus every man and woman, and the little children, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, fell before the temple, and cast ashes upon their heads, and spread out their sackcloth before the face of Yehuah, and they put sackcloth about the altar, and cried to Yehuah of Yashar, all with one consent earnestly, that he will not give their children for a prey, and their women for a spoil, and the seeds of their inheritance to destruction, and the sanctuary to profanation and reproach, and for the nations to rejoice at. So Yehuah heard their prayers, and looked upon their afflictions, for the people fasted many days in all Yehuda and Jerusalem before the sanctuary of Yehuah Sabaoth. And Jehoiakim, the high priest, and all the priests that stood before Yehuah, and they which ministered unto Yehuah, had their loins girt with sackcloth, and offered the daily burnt offerings with the vows and free gifts of the people, and had ashes on their turbans, and cried unto Yehuah with all their power, that he would look upon all the house of Yashar graciously. Hallelujah. This was the reading of Yehudith 4.